The truth's what matters to me, not even my life. Because if I don't have the truth, I don't have a life worth living. The only reason I don't want to be set up or imprisoned, that's probably what they'll try to do, or killed, is really I have work I want to continue. My only fear is I want to be here to protect my children. I want to be here to... And it sounds corny to those that are worldly and very fleshful, but I really just want to be here to help. And I want to be here to stand up against bullies. But I know there's a lot of other people that are standing up against bullies, and that's what matters. I just can't believe that this type of scum, Donna, run our lives. And I can't believe this bad dream just can't end. I mean, I don't want to kill black babies, so I'm a racist. I mean, you people make me sick. I don't have a Margaret Sanger statue in my backyard like some of you guys do who call black subhuman. You mean I'm a racist? I mean, I'm telling the truth here. That's what is of value to me. Not fancy clothes or big houses or being cool or social climbing or going to, you know, fancy parties. Go. A lot of you are in intelligence. Go get my file. I'm pretty reclusive. I mean, I don't want your worldly stuff. I don't have a dog in the fight. I just think it's wrong to be shooting African kids up with HIV. I mean, it's pretty sick, folks, what you're involved in. And, you know, you can say I'm a kook and a liar and laugh at it all day, but you guys are pretty educated. You know I'm telling the truth. And a lot of you have a chance to turn back before you really get deeper into evil. And in fact, I could suspend all calls, all guests, everything, and just give you solutions for hundreds of hours and victories we've had and everything we've done. I'll tell you the solution. It's getting up off our big fat butts and taking action against the New World Order. It's getting basic instincts of defending your family, never ratting out your family, not trusting the government. That's a big fat solution. Not complying, not going along, not giving in, becoming Americans again, becoming free people again, not being a bunch of trusting, gullible jackasses. And I guess I got to admit it. I don't want to murder black children. I'm a racist. God. I care about you, you idiot police. You idiot school teachers. You idiot Americans. Stop being idiots. Stop it! I've had hundreds of guests and scientists and doctors on. I've read all the source documents. I've played clips of the father of the polio vaccine admitting it had cancer viruses in it and more, and AIDS, HIV. I've proven it. They're killing you, dude. Why do you want to die? Why do you want to believe their lies? What is your problem? What is your major malfunction? You ought to thank God for me up here warning you that I've still got my head screwed on straight and I'm angry and upset. I mean, but a racist wouldn't make a film like Endgame about how they're targeting black and Hispanic babies for abortion and infanticide and injecting black people with syphilis. I've never found a Klan group or a white supremacist group or a black supremacist group or a Mexican supremacist group that isn't Ford Foundation funded one way or the other. I mean, it's ridiculous. And L.A. Weekly's got, it's a big newspaper. It's the one everybody reads in L.A. It's, you know, it's just on every street corner is the little newspaper machines. It's the one with all the hooker ads in it and stuff. And it's attacking me saying, Jones says he doesn't like Obama because of his policies. But when you hear someone say it's not about race or party, you bet it is. I mean, they are just obsessed with injecting race and making everything racial. And I'm so sick of you. And everybody's starting to see through all your race pimping. Every day, big publications attack me now. Every day, big foundations attack us. Because we see exactly what you are. Dirt bag criminals. Criminals have seized the government. They plan on looting everything until everybody is basically poor. That's how they like it. The elite love having their money and having you totally poor. Then they get to have sex with all your daughters. Then they get to put you in a prison and torture you to death. They get to drive around and fly around in their helicopters above all the shanty towns. They enjoy it. They like it. They like exercising power over you. I'm asking everybody to go and get this so people understand what's about to happen. Because if the foreign offshore banks get a total dictatorial power in the country, it's going to be rough. Either we abolish the Fed and arrest the bankers, or they're going to keep growing like a cancer.